This is Day to Day. I'm Noah Adams. The Olympics roll on in Athens. Whitewater canoeing and kayaking are underway this week. The whitewater canoes have decks, covered tops, with the paddlers kneeling inside. Joe Jacoby of Ducktown, Tennessee, is said to have a good chance to win his second gold medal in the double canoe competition. His teammate this time is Matt Taylor. They'll compete beginning tomorrow on an artificial twisty downriver course built within a stadium. The water power comes not from gravity, but from a pump.
It's basically like building a two-lane road in a six-foot ditch. And then you fill that ditch with water, and it's running downhill, and you have a lot of water flowing very fast and very powerfully down this very narrow channel. It's concrete walls on either side. It is a magnificent-looking venue, and to describe what it looks like from the distance, I would say Yankee Stadium meets Space Mountain at Disneyland.
And so you go down this course, and the slalom gates are just poles hanging down, right?
Exactly. Most of the gates we pass downstream. That means with the direction of the current. And there are six upstream gates where we actually pass below the gates and then come upstream through them, and then we start heading back downstream again. The upstream gates are the most physical part of our sport.
What does that feel like way down in the bottom of your stomach as you try to drive that boat back upstream?
Well, it's pretty interesting. When you are in a boat, you are really trying to do as much as you can to get as much energy from the water as you can. So what your body and your paddle is really there for is to use all the muscles it can to really connect the boat with the water. If you can get the boat to push off the water in the right ways, the water can do an amazing amount of work for you.
Your partner is Matt Taylor. Are you in the bow, or is Matt in the bow and you're in the stern?
Matt is the bow man, and I am the stern man. I paddle in the back of the boat.
Which is the hardest? Which is the most fun?
Well, let's see. I don't get quite as wet as Matt does on the Olympic course. It is a very wet course. There's big waves on it. There's big hydraulics on it. I don't know if one is more fun than the other. Matt always gets to cross the finish line first. So I guess that's one of the benefits of being in the bow. But, you know, in the end, what's really important when you paddle the doubles canoe is that you have this really strong nonverbal communication. We do a lot of talking with our paddles, and Matt's in the front of the boat. He has better vision. He can see what's happening better than I can. So while Matt is reading the water, I'm in the back really trying to read Matt. His body and the position of his paddle tells me a lot about how he is seeing the river, and that's a real critical factor in paddling the doubles canoe is, you know, how we talk to each other without talking.
You won a gold medal in 1992. Do you have it with you?
No, I don't. My gold medal is back in Ducktown. And, you know, winning the gold medal was a very special pursuit. It was a privilege. It was an honor. This is a new opportunity and a new honor. And I'm a very different person than I was 12 years ago, too. So I like it better this way. I love paddling with Matt. He's one of my closest friends in the world. We have a ball doing what we do. And we're looking forward to getting it started on Thursday.
Joe Jacoby of the U.S. Olympic Canoe and Kayak Team talking with us from Athens, Greece. Thank you, Mr. Jacoby.
Thank you very much for having me on the program, and I hope everyone enjoys the games.